This podcast is made possible by the generous contributions from listeners just like you. If you have the means and you'd like to contribute, click on the link in the show description to go to my supporter page. Once you're there, it's completely up to you how much you'd like to give. There's no minimum and no maximum and no ongoing charges. Enjoy this episode and thanks for listening to the Saturday Quiz.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi there, my name's John Leary and this is the Saturday Quiz. Every week I'm joined by a different pair of guests who try to answer the general knowledge questions from the quiz in the Saturday paper. On today's episode, I'm joined again by two multi-award winning comedians that you can see at the Sydney Comedy Festival next week. One of them is Australian and the other is a New Zealander, but judging from their style of comedy, you might be excused for thinking that they're from another planet entirely. Welcome to the show, Demi Lardner and David Correa.
Yeah.
Is that an insult? Is that okay?
No, that's great. I did get one of my fans to change my Wikipedia page from saying that I was an absurdist comedian because I thought that was a slur against me. But I think us just being weird is fine.
What did they change it to?
Female comedian.
The two genders, right? Absurdist,
yeah,
and female.
Absurdist and female, yeah. You know what else happened? They took me off of WikiFeet because I mentioned that I was on WikiFeet, and I loved being on WikiFeet. I was like a 4 out of 5, which is good feet. And I was like, oh my God, guys, guess what? I'm on WikiFeet. And then they, as a gag, contacted WikiFeet and were like, Demi Lardner is my client and she would like to be taken off of WikiFeet. And I was like, no, this is the one time I want to be objectified. I like knowing that they like my feet.
But now can't you sell photos of your feet?
I guess that's like, true. I guess
you
so.
Know, private enterprise.
Plug it. Plug your feet.
Plug what? What do you want me to plug?
Plug your feet pictures.
Okay.
Do you have a web address for your feet?
Oh man, you know what? I should, I'll get someone on that. You need demisfeet.com. Hold on.
Yeah, get demisfeet.com.
Is that available?
Demisfeet.com.
There's
see
no
if that's
way
taken.
You'll get demisfeet.com.
We're having trouble taken, finding definitely. That site.
Oh, yeah. You might be able to buy it.
Make it a PayPal link and then get them to donate straight away. You gotta make this straight away, get money from there.
Yep.
Okay, see what I mean, my listeners? we're already in territory that... we've never gone before on this podcast. What about you, David? Do you have a? Are you present on WikiFeet?
Nah, I got no sexual presence online. I'm very, what's the word? I'm very platonic online. Oh, is that true? I've got a little bit of nudity. I've got like mild nudity.
I think that yours and my nudity, though, that we do online, is quite unsexual.
Yeah, it's off-putting.
It's anti-sexual.
Its genitals do the opposite thing, which is quite nuts. You know it's gentle when your nudity gets away on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, no, we don't need to close that down. That's fine. You're allowed to do that.
It's all good. He doesn't have an agenda. He's just proud of his body.
We didn't even realize those were genitals. So
so smooth. Okay. How's something so smooth and hairy at the same time?
Now, tell me about your show, because you're on in the same night, on the same bill, I guess, at the Sydney Comedy Festival.
Yep.
You're on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th and 5th of May, which is coming up this week, Wednesday to Saturday at 9:30 and Sunday at 8:30. You're on at the Factory Theatre in Marrickville.
Yeah.
Yep, love the Factory Theatre.
What can you tell my listeners about the show that you do.
Do you want to take it, David?
Oh, yeah. The more tired we are, the better the show becomes. It's like a fever dream show, yeah. But it's so fun. It's the most fun fever dream you'll ever experience.
Yeah.
Are you guys doing like a split bill? Or
no,
you...
not a split bill. It's a show together.
Show together. Yep. I see.
Demi and I have made some trans-Tasman connections and we've started a grocery store to solidify the friendship. And you just get to see us.
It's called David and Demi Comedy Show Grocery Store.
Really?
And,
yeah, we'll just hang out. Just hang out in the grocery store. See the
hang out in the grocery store with us. Oh, and also, David, I made some more of our merch. We have free merch that you don't have to buy at the grocery store. Because I had a stencil made. It said all of the merch says Demi and David Comedy Show Grocery Store.
It's actually so sick. It's so sick.
So good. You have anyway,
I love it. Why are you giving away your merch?
I don't need these mud people's money.
Hey man, you got to stop calling Filipinos mud people, Demi.
I can no. It's not a Filipino. I think it's fun. If they want to pay, they can. There'll be a PayPal link and like a donation box. But here's
and the link
thing.
To that is demisfeet.com.
Wait till I get the website up.
Okay.
But no, the reason is because I hate waste and fast fashion, so I've gone and thrifted a bunch of blank t-shirts that have been used before. And I've been painting the merch onto the t-shirts. And if anybody wants to bring an old t-shirt, I'll paint it on there on the night.
It's honestly beautiful.
That is fantastic.
It's so good.
That's so cool.
It's so sick.
Okay, so I guess I'm getting a vibe of what the show might be. Just from this conversation. It's meandering down avenues that maybe you guys don't even know you're going down.
Yeah.
Seems that way, yeah.
Yeah. And that's honestly the sickest part. That's the sickest part is not knowing where it goes. But we're both so comfortable in the chaos that we know how to get. I think the fun part is getting out of, like finding ways out of it. Like
trying to be,
Yeah. Okay. Well, on this podcast, before we actually get into the questions of the quiz, I ask my guests if they have a favorite piece of trivia. Do either of you have a favorite piece of trivia?
Oh, yo, my favorite piece of trivia is that the peregrine falcon is the fastest bird in the world. And it's so fast, it's evolved itself into having a extra layer of like clear film on top of its eyeball because it's going so fast that it's got to have like protection on it. So they've got like it's their own like natural contact lens on top of their eyeball.
Wow.
That's sick.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's a sick bird, eh? It's not like a cheetah. Where
that's
it, like,
awesome.
It generates its own speed. I think it gets fast by going downwards.
That's so good.
Yeah. By just really taking advantage of gravity and a sleek body shape.
Yeah. I wish I could take advantage of gravity better.
And a sleek body shape.
I feel like gravity takes advantage of me, eh? Yeah. Every time I fall over, gravity takes over and I hate it.
That's a really good goal for our show. Let's take more advantage of gravity.
Let's put more science on the show.
What about you, Demi? Do you have a favorite piece of trivia?
I just looked up best piece of trivia and it says the 100 folds in a chef's hat represent 100 ways to cook an egg. Why did I do
Get
that?
Get out. What?
That sucks.
That's not the best.
It's the first one that came up out of 34 million results. Oh my gosh, I think I actually just did find my favorite piece of trivia. It's like the ninth one on
go,
this list.
Okay, go, share that
one. It says giraffes are 30 times more likely to get hit by lightning than people.
That is horrible.
That's awful. That would look so funny.
It's because they don't know to go inside when there's a lightning storm.
And they have all those 10 umbrellas that they need for their safety.
And they love wearing metal helmets as well. Yeah. I always tell my giraffes, I'm like, oi,
you got to stop wearing it. I know it looks cool, but you got to stop.
You gotta stop. Look at the weather. Look at the sky.
Look.
Amazing. Okay. All right. They are brilliant bits of trivia. Thank you very much, David and Demi. Let's get into the actual quiz. Here we go. Question number one. Name Australia's first and the world's second national park, which was listed in 1879. And there's a bonus point for naming the world's first national park. So now we get into the serious part.
John, you kind of set a vibe of like, it's going to be easier than you think. What is this first question?
Yeah, name Australia's first and the world's second national park.
I think
Demi, you're not allowed to Google the answer.
I'm not.
It certainly looks like you are.
I can't even name a park in Australia.
So sprung.
Okay, I definitely don't know the Australian one, right?
Okay. But you were just Googling the world's first.
No, but the only national park that I know, I swear to God, I didn't Google this one, but the only national park that I have in my head is like Yellowstone.
Yeah, Yellowstone. But that, like, but America that, didn't
no,
exist.
No, I swear to God, I didn't Google that. But that's the only national park I know, and I have no idea what the Australian one is.
You are correct. Very well done. Yellowstone is the world's first national park.
No, but how?
Demi, you've got to stop Googling. You're not allowed to do that.
I swear on David's life that I didn't Google that, but I have just pressed enter on world's second national park. It says Royal National Park.
How?
Is that it?
That is true.
Okay.
No, but how does that work? How does that work if England existed before America? Like, there should be more parks. Like, America wasn't the first country.
Yes, but
how does that work?
No, sure. But the whole notion of a national park, like a protected bit of wilderness, the idea of that was created in the United States in only a few years. What was that, like 7 years or something? 1872, I want to say. Debbie,
yes.
You'll be able to Google that.
Oh, yes. Yes, we can confirm that.
But yes, you're right. The Royal National Park is Australia's first, or was Australia's first, and continues to be Australia's first national park. Situated in the traditional lands of the Dharawal people, the national park is about 29 kilometres south of Sydney in the Sutherland Shire. Originally, it was just called National Park, but it was renamed in 1955 to be Royal National Park after Queen Elizabeth passed by on the train during her 1954 visit.
Close enough.
Hey,
like,
stop,
how
stop,
desperate is
him.
That?
stop.
All right, question number two. Which Oscar-nominated actress links the films The Bonfire of the Vanities, Little Women, the 1994 version, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, Mona Lisa Smile, and Hidden Figures? Now, are you familiar with any or all of those films?
Can't be Viola Davis, because I haven't seen her in Little Women.
No.
I don't know. Oh, man. It's not Viola Davis.
It's not Viola Davis.
It's not Kirsten Dunst.
What did you say?
Is it Kirsten Dunst?
It sure is,
oh,
man.
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. I was certain that you...
This is me doing the work.
You did it.
Me doing the dance.
Wow. What gave it away? Which one gave it away?
Oh, Little Women. Little Women gave
really?
It away. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I haven't even seen it, but I've seen the poster. And I remember Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah, okay. Very well done.
If you put in Spider-Man, that would have made it way easier.
Yeah.
Or the one with Orlando Bloom. What's that one? The Orange Road?
What?
Orange Road?
What?
Orlando Bloom?
What is that?
There's a movie poster where...
Did that just come out in New Zealand?
Yeah, you know the one is where, that... like, where Orlando Bloom is holding Kirsten Dunst
what?
On top of the thing.
Wizard of Oz.
Follow the Orange Brick Road.
Follow the Orange Road.
What's it called? But Elizabethtown. It was Elizabethtown.
Elizabethtown, yeah. The Orange Road, yeah.
So not Orange Road.
No, Elizabethtown.
Is in the room with you?
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
How did you do that?
I have a...
Go Excella. I can do so much stuff.
What is happening right now?
Let me go XLR.
I can make it sound really bad, like I'm really far away.
This is great.
This is, honestly, we're not even up to question number three, and this episode has already gone so far off the rails.
Sorry.
<It's not funny. laughs> Okay, very well done. It was Kirsten Dunst was the Oscar-nominated actress that links all those films. All right, here we go. Question number three. N.I. is the symbol for which chemical element?
Nah.
No.
No. Nitrogen.
Science not doing it for you. Not nitrogen.
Nickel?
Nickel. Nickel is the right answer. Very well done.
How are you doing that?
Oh, I'm winning. I'm winning, Timmy.
I'm so mad.
It's been a competition the whole time. It's been a competition.
Did you fall? Did you fall? Yeah.
Can you tell me anything about nickel? What do you know about nickel?
Not as good as a dime. Can you please take that out of the podcast? Can you take that out of the?
I might.
Trying to think of any Nickelback songs.
Oh no, you could sing it, and you could name 1,000 Nickelback songs, and I wouldn't be able to verify.
You remind me of what I really
Okay. Yep. There you go. There's one.
I want to be a rock star. Yep.
Look at this photograph. It's three of them.
No, don't know those last two.
Look at this photograph. Okay, no, we can't do this. Don't do that.
Let me tell you how nickel got its name.
Give it to us.
Would you like to know that?
Yeah.
I would love that.
So before anyone knew what nickel was, some German miners exploring the Ore Mountains in the 17th century came across what they assumed was a new copper ore. But when they failed to extract the copper, because it wasn't there, the frustrated miners blamed nickel, a mischievous demon in German mythology, for playing a prank on them and began calling the ore Kupfernickel, which translates to copper demon. So it was about 100 years later that a Swedish alchemist, Baron Axel Frederick Kronstedt, was able to separate the nickel from the ore and isolate it as a new element. So he dropped the Kupfer, which was copper, and just left it as nickel. And that's what it is.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That's so good.
All right, question number four. In 2021 or 2021, what did Facebook change its company name to?
Let's go, Demi. You got this. You're a Zuck fan.
It's company name.
Yeah, oh, you know this.
What? Facebook?
You know this, Demi. Yeah, it's still called Facebook, but their kind of umbrella ownership company is called...
It's like Dan Harmon. It's like Dan Harmon.
It's Dan... What is that? How is that a clue? What are you talking about? Deadpool.
Deadpool.
What are you talking about? You know,
it's...
How is this a clue? Can I have a clue?
Yeah, Deadpool 2.
But what are you talking about, Deadpool 2?
Why is he saying Deadpool?
It's like...
I don't know.
It's like when the book talks to you, you know?
Harry Potter? What are you talking about? Tom Riddle's diary?
Yes. No, look, I would say that probably, Demi, your comedy could be described as... You know how you were...
Yeah, and you'd be offended by that.
A surreal comedy comedian.
I was absurdist, yeah.
Absurdist, sorry. Maybe sometimes part of... absurdism or surrealism is kind of talking directly to the audience in a way that refers back to what you're doing.
Yeah.
Meta is exactly the word.
There you go.
David, why did you David is so good at trivia. He's just like giving me questions away. I feel like a toddler.
No, you know, like Deadpool.
Deadpool?
I know, but that
sense.
Was like,
that's really smart.
Because Deadpool is, does become a kind of a meta film, I guess.
I can't believe.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah, he does meta jokes. He does jokes about being Deadpool.
All right. Very well done. Facebook changed its company name to Meta. Very well done. Question number five. The capital cities of Albania, Estonia, Bhutan and Iran all begin with which letter?
I'm going to say...
Yeah, you've one in 26. You've got...
I'm going to say D.
D is incorrect.
What were the countries?
Albania, Estonia, Bhutan and Iran. Do you know any of those capital cities?
What is Iran?
Freddie Mercury was from Iran.
Was he?
Yeah. You know what his real name was? His name wasn't Freddie Mercury. It was Farrakh Bulsara.
Wow.
There we go. Nice little bit. That's a nice bit of bonus trivia. Thank you very much.
I had no idea. I had no idea it was Iranian. I want to say L, but I don't think it's L.
It's not L. I reckon you might.
I feel like I should know the capital of Iran.
Is it I?
No, we're just going to do this and go through all the whole alphabet.
No, give us.
We're playing Hangman. Okay. We're turning into Hangman.
John, how many shots do we get? Give us like a number of how many attempts we can make.
You get 26.
Okay. 26.
Well, I just had 26. One. You go.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go with.
So what have you said so far? D.
You said D, and then you said L, and then I said I.
Okay. D L I.
I reckon I'm going to go for. I'm going to go with R.
R is incorrect.
Oh. Okay. I'm going to go J.
J is incorrect.
No, it can't be J. It can't. J is crazy.
You don't know what it can be. J is crazy. Don't you start.
J is like saying X. It's like saying X. Why would you say J or X?
Okay, you go ahead. You say a better letter.
I'm not going to. You know what I'm not going to say? W, because it's ridiculous.
Okay, I'm going to go A.
A is also incorrect.
Oh, damn it.
W.
W is incorrect.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with U.
Come on.
Nah, it's not A.
No. No, it's not A either. You've already guessed that.
What about F?
No.
It's.
Come on.
Hang on.
That's my front door. You're getting all the things.
All right, I'm gonna look it up, and then we're gonna say it in unison when it gets back.
Yeah.
It's B. It's because Iraq. Wait, no, hold on. I wrote Iraq instead of Iran. That's Iran capital. All right, it's T because that one's
okay,
Tehran.
Okay.
All right,
okay,
T.
Okay, okay.
So we'll go when.
This is full chaos. Anyway, hi.
Okay.
What are we up to? My dog's going crazy. What did you guess? Did you guess it?
We think that it's T.
It is T. Very well done. When I review this Zoom, will I notice that maybe one or both of you Googled the answer?
Nah.
We just love playing intention. We love playing intention. We know that makes the payoff better.
It is T. So the capital city of Albania is Tirana. Of Estonia is Tallinn. Of Bhutan is Thimphu. And Iran is Tehran.
It was Tehran.
Have you been to any of those cities?
Nah.
And I think that's why it's all good that we got the answer so wrong.
I think it's got nothing to do with our intelligence or our social consciousness.
No, you're probably right.
Yep.
Okay, we are going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Sick.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're listening to The Saturday Quiz. I'm joined today by Demi Lardner and David Karaos, and we are up to question number 6. The Aboriginal Tent Embassy protest site was established in what year? And I've got a multiple choice for you. Do you need the multiple choice?
I reckon it was real early.
I'm going to take...
I reckon it was like... I reckon
that
it was
is
like,
a yes.
I reckon it was like 250 years ago.
There's no way. There's absolutely no. Do you know how we treat our Indigenous people? There's no
very
way.
Very well. I heard very well.
Very well. Okay. These are the options.
Okay.
Was the Tent Embassy protest site established in 1962, 1972, or 1982? Do you know what the... Tent Embassy is the Aboriginal Tent Embassy.
I'd love to learn about it.
Is or where? Yeah, let me tell you. So it was established on the 26th of January.
Which year was that again?
Year.
Oh,
okay. Well, yeah. You'll get there. On the lawn in front of Parliament House in Canberra.
Yep.
The date, obviously, is the 26th of January, is the date of Australia Day, which has been a day of protest and mourning the start of the British colonisation of Australia since at least 1938. That has been a day of mourning or, you know, cited as Invasion Day since, at least that long ago. It started just as a
beach umbrella. Mm. So it was kind of a symbolic representation.
Yeah.
But then pretty quickly it developed into several tents became a permanent site. Yeah.
I'm going to say that it's really late. I'm going to say 82.
Yeah. Okay.
Tents, 1982. Like, I reckon tents feel pretty 80s to me. Like a sit down is real.
Is that
60s?
Because
like 60s is like sit down type.
You sit
stuff.
Down. What happened in the 70s?
Everybody fondue. Did cartwheels. Fondue.
Fondue. Yeah.
Yes. The fondue protest.
Yeah.
Fondue and cartwheels.
It was in the 70s.
Fondue and cartwheels, I think. 80s.
Yeah, tents, you know, it's the start of like housing.
Sure.
They're like breaking it down. I'm riffing on Australian.
I'm going to stick with the 80s, but I think I might be wrong. I think it might be 70s.
I think you are wrong as well. It was 1972. It was the 26th of January, 1972.
Freak.
Yeah. So in 2022, it celebrated its 50th anniversary.
Damn.
How about that?
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Question number 7. A polygraph is informally known as what test?
Lie detector test.
Nailed it.
Can't be
very well done.
It can't be used in court. It's non-admissible as evidence in court.
Oh, nice.
Oh, for real?
Well, yeah, but there it is used in some jurisdictions. A lot of the US still uses it.
What?
So the thing is that in a lot of jurisdictions, it's like it's just completely not admissible because you can cheat a lie detector test and you can also fail it by accident, right? Because when you're like nervous and stuff, and there's a lot of things about false confessions and stuff.
This is bonkers. Let me tell you this. William Moulton Marston, who was an American psychologist and author, he was the creator of the systolic blood pressure test, which is one component of what became the modern polygraph test.
Yeah.
He has a pen name, Charles Moulton. Do you know what character he is famous for creating?
Charles Moulton.
So the guy that created a part of the polygraph also created like a comic book character.
Dennis the Menace. Dennis the Menace?
It wasn't Dennis the Menace. That's a good guess, though.
Is this Spider-Man? Okay.
But let me tell you this. This character has the lasso of
Wonder
truth.
Woman, Wonder Woman, Wonder Woman 1984. Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah.
She hates guns.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman.
It's Wonder Woman.
In this house. Whenever we're making a bet, because we share a bank account, we don't bet on money. We use, if I'm right about this and you're wrong, you have to watch Wonder Woman 84 again. Tom has watched it 12 times. I've watched it 3 times. One of us is going to be on our deathbed being like, I wish I hadn't watched Wonder Woman 84 again.
What? Is it that bad? I haven't watched
it. Really,
is it that
it's really bad. It's not good. And well, Gal Gadot, she a hottie, but she cannot act. She cannot.
No, she can't act. Let me tell you this. This is also a very interesting aspect about William Marston, who created Wonder Woman and the systolic blood pressure test. So with his wife, she kind of inspired him to look into blood pressure stuff for lie detection. But it was their third, so they were in a throuple with this other woman who was apparently the inspiration for Wonder Woman. How about that?
And that's why it's called a polygraph. They were the first ones.
And that's why
Polly.
It's talking it through. It's like, you know, you have to talk because being in a throuple, you have to have communication be real good.
You do. It's very important.
It's about telling the truth. It's about telling the truth. Yep. That's why they got put high blood pressure.
That's what I read in Cosmo.
There you go. Yeah.
I heard that if you put the lasso on your arm, it also can take your blood pressure. Gives you both readings. Imagine that. Wonder Woman. Just sit down. Your blood pressure is crazy.
Let me look it up.
You're going to look that up?
The lasso as...
All right. While you look that up, I'm going to ask you question number 8. Eleanor Patterson and Nicola Olislagas have both been selected to compete in which event at the Paris 2024 Olympics?
Skateboards.
Skateboarding is incorrect.
Okay.
Now, these two people are Australians.
Mm-hmm.
And in this sport, Eleanor Patterson is the fifth in the world. And Nicola Olaslagers, I think I'm pronouncing her name correctly. I hope I am. She is second in the world.
Do you know who's first?
I don't know their name, but they are from Ukraine.
Is it gymnastics?
It is not gymnastics.
Bouldering?
Bouldering. Look at you with the random Olympic sports. Is that even an Olympic sport?
Bouldering is rock climbing without a line.
Well, this is a much older kind of this has a much longer presence at the Olympics.
I don't think it's right. All I know that all that I really follow is weightlifting, but none of those names really pop out in terms of things.
So
I
don't
think
they're
that. Really like, kind of... was a weightlifter.
Oh, good idea.
Was a weightlifter.
Were you but actually?
Lu Xiaojun. Lu Xiaojun. Great weightlifter. China.
What?
China
what are you talking
hunters.
About?
He was just a weightlifter. He's just saying people's names so that it will get us, so that we'll stop talking about how he's really strong and was a really good weightlifter.
Were you actually? Come on.
Yeah, for serious. Yeah. I didn't
were
know.
You actually?
I didn't know until a couple years into our friendship and I was like, sad this reaction as well.
I lifted the world up in one
no time. You one don't arm. Now you're pretending so that we'll stop talking about it. he was, but he's embarrassed, so we won't talk about
I
it.
I want to know though.
I was an Olympic weightlifter for like 8 years, and then so that's the only sport I really follow. Every other sport I find really boring, but like I will watch people dive under a bar for hours.
You were the national champion at the age of 17.
You know it, baby.
And you won gold.
How'd you know that?
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
You're very wow. silent type. You're a very silent type of job.
Wait a second. There is a YouTube video of you, David, reviewing the lift that ended my Olympic weightlifting dreams.
Sorry. Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, I snapped my ankle. I snapped my ankle trying to lift 182 kilos.
Oh, mate. Wow, what was that like? I mean, I'll watch the video.
So, like with weightlifting, you got to get fast underneath the bar. It's like a game of limbo. Got to try and get underneath. And so I was too slow, and then the pressure went into my ankle, and it pushed, and it pretty much snapped all the ligaments in my ankle. I tried to dive under 182 kilos, and then it just snapped it. But then I still stood up, and I still tried to chuck it above my head.
You still tried to do it with a busted...
Yeah, because the adrenaline was crazy.
Oh, my God.
Amazing. All right, we have gone so far away from knowing what sport Eleanor Patterson and Nicola Olaslagers to compete in.
Javelin.
It's not javelin, but it is a track and field event.
Okay. Oh, is it high jump?
It is high jump.
Is it really
no,
tall?
It's not high jump.
Long,
it's the
jump,
other
long
one.
Jump, long jump, long jump.
No, it's the other one.
Oh, triple jump.
Oh, no, it is high jump. Sorry.
John, we're supposed to create the
You're
chaos.
You're doing it to me now,
You're
man.
We're supposed to create the chaos.
It is high jump. For a second there, I thought it was pole vault. No, it is high jump. Very well done.
Yeah, those are real tall names, eh? Like, you hear those names, I'm like, yeah, tall women. I should have gone with that.
Wait, what's the high jump is? Sorry, I was just I was thinking that they were the same thing, and then I remembered that in high jump, they usually don't have a pole.
They don't have a pole. Yeah. A pole is frowned upon in high jump. Question number 9. According to the idiom, what will the mice do when the cat's away?
Play, 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 play.
That is true. Now, I tried to find the origin of that idiom. You know, I thought maybe it's Shakespeare or in the Bible or something like that.
Someone just like said it because they were like, you know what I reckon those guys do when there's no cat?
Yeah.
Do you know what I reckon?
They play.
It's like the live, laugh, love. It's the live, laugh, love of mice.
I don't know whether this is an idiom or whether it's just, I don't know whether it counts as an idiom, but I have a piece of trivia. I want to sound smart.
Yeah, good. Go.
The blood is thicker than water.
Oh, yes.
Means the opposite to what people think it does. Do you know that?
How?
Because the long version of it.
Give it to us.
Here's why. The full saying is, the blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of the womb, which means that emotional brotherhood is stronger than like genetic than
familial
ties. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Yo. Very Yo. Nice.
I think that gives us an extra 5 wow. points.
It sure does. It's incredible that no one has ever got as many points as you are getting on this podcast. That
no one has ever yeah. demanded as many free points as you guys have.
It's true. Okay, thank you for that idiom explanation. I love it. Thank you.
All right.
Final question. We're up to the last question of the quiz. Question number 10. Simon Kennedy retained for the Liberal Party which federal seat at by-election this month?
Sorry, I fell asleep halfway through that question.
Yeah, we can't.
Can you tell me?
We can't.
Are you, David Correios, as a New Zealander, you're not familiar with all the federal seats of Australia?
I know One Nation because they they were on the street and they were telling me that digital media is out to get me. And I was like, oh.
So, were you aware that there was a by-election in a Sydney seat? Oh, well, I'll give you this clue. The by-election in the South Sydney seat was triggered when the former Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, announced his resignation from politics in January.
Buys are always getting triggered. Have you noticed that? Like, people in the queer community.
I did not know that. Oh, I don't know anything about Australian politics, but I did know that.
I had to look up the Prime Minister the other day.
It's easy. It's Scott Morrison too.
I was like,
Scott Morrison too?
Yeah,
he evolved.
They gave him a moonstone.
What's that? ScoMo is evolving.
It's just a rip of a Boradon. I didn't know we were going down a Pokemon hole. It's amazing.
No,
it's a lot of fun. No, we had a lot of fun.
I'll give you a little. It's a lot of fun. I will give you a little clue. This seat is named after a controversial figure in colonization of our nation and David. New Zealand also.
Mm.
So Cook. Controversial figure.
Something Cook? Is it Cook?
No, it's just Cook.
Cook.
That's the one. The seat is named Cook after, what was his name? Captain James Cook.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He came on the Endeavour.
Yes, it has been.
And he had a hat on as well. We're both smart.
Yeah. And he died in Hawaii.
He died in Hawaii. Isn't that like the best part of the story that he just gets.
What happened? What happened to him?
He got rocked. He got rocked.
I think.
In Hawaii.
He got rocked.
I think he got rocked hard.
Sucked in. Last Wait, time you did that.
You got this real cool stone.
Wait, Debbie, too soon. Too
sorry,
soon.
Sorry.
Far out. The seat of Cook has been in the Liberal Party's hands since 1975 and is now retained by their newest member, Simon Kennedy. So congratulations to him.
Well done, Simon.
And congratulations and well done to you, Demi, David.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming and doing the quiz.
Thank you for having us. That was so fun.
Thank you, John. Thank you for putting up with us.
No, it's not even putting up with. That was joyful and a wonderful experience. I want to tell my audience how they can come and see your show. Or I want you to.
We've got 5 shows at the Factory Theatre. Come if you bring a blank T-shirt, we'll paint on it with our stenciled Demi and David comedy show grocery store. It's whack. You gotta, you know. Technically, we wrote it in 5 days, but it's been it changes every single night, obviously.
It's really fun. It's really fun.
And
so good. And you can get your tickets at sydneycomedyfest.com.au. And follow the links. I'll also put a link in the show notes.
I'll really quickly say I have a podcast with my husband, but I don't think the name is appropriate to say on this show. So you can look it up, and it has to do with women's
Tell
breasts.
Me, what?
the podcast is called it's called BigSoftTitty.png. So I don't know if that might be.
Excellent. Well, I will give it a listen. I did not know that. What about you, David? What's your podcast called?
Oh, I got no podcast, but you can follow me on Instagram at David Post Office. I sometimes I post videos of me having breakdowns about why I find comedy so hard. And you know, it's real earnest.
But you know, my friend Hing, when I was like, yeah, me and David are doing a show together at Melbourne, Hing was like, oh yeah, great. Is he okay? Because it seems like he's buying a lot of scratchies on Instagram. And I was like, oh, my God. So.
Really joyous and lovely to meet you both.
Thank you genuinely. So much for having us.
Thank you, John.
My pleasure. And yeah,
if break the recording legs with is the still show. Going.
It is.
Let everybody know I haven't had pants on this whole time.
Oh, same here.
Yeah, neither of us.
Pantsless. I awesome. Love it.
All right.
All right. I'm going to go.
Thank you.
Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Thanks for listening to this truly chaotic episode of the Saturday Quiz. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you to my guests this week, Demi Lardner and David Correos. If you're in Sydney, go and see some comedy at the Sydney Comedy Festival. As always, the questions in this quiz were written by the very knowledgeable Cindy McDonald, and my thanks go to her. But before I go, I have to make a correction to the answer to question number 10 of last week's quiz. So if you haven't listened to that one yet, you should skip this bit. The question was, who preceded Emma Stone as the most recent recipient of a second Best Actress Academy Award? The answer we had was Hilary Swank, but thanks to a very clever listener to this podcast, Rob Jones, who informed me that actually Frances McDormand was more recently awarded her second and in fact third Best Actress Academy Award. Thanks, Rob, and apologies, Frances. This episode was recorded in Naam on the lands belonging to the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. I pay my respects to their elders past and present and acknowledge their traditions of sharing knowledge and stories for millennia on this land. My name's John Leary, and I'll have more questions for you same time next week.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.